Chapman.
Free Talk Live. We're doing a live Saturday edition of the program. You can get involved should you choose. You can choose the toll-free lines, which are 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-FREE. You can also join us online. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show, username LRN.FM, so feel free to utilize whichever method is your preference. Of course, you can also get interactive on the front page of our website by submitting content right to the front page of the site, and then other listeners can vote it up or down, so hopefully it'll be good content, and you get to vote on things that are there as well. Just go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So, I mentioned briefly in the last hour that there's news about the demonstration, protest, whatever you would like to call it, that happened in Washington, D.C. today. We were talking about it last night, earlier this week. It came up for the first time, and it was called the Stop Watching Us Rally. Stopwatching.us is their website. The site for the rally itself was rally.stopwatching.us. And according to the site, they claimed that this was the most effective thing that you could do to stop the NSA.
Well, I think the most effective thing you could do to, well, I don't know what stop means, but to prevent them from spying on you particularly is to, you know, watch how you behave online, get pro-XPN, you know, have encrypted conversations, those kind of things.
Yeah, well, obviously you can take steps to encrypt yourself, to privatize yourself. You can get text messaging encryption, you can get phone encryption, there's a couple great apps called TechSecure and Redphone, which are available, I believe, for both iPhone and Android, but at the very least I know for Android, and that'll make it so you can make encrypted phone calls over your cell phone, which is pretty cool. And so there are definitely solutions out there for those who are privacy-minded if you want to take the time and effort to put those solutions in. But the people that are promoting this, they claim that this is the best thing you can do, is to go to D.C. and to protest. And I spoke on my opinion on that last night. I won't rehash it to an extent here, but just basically I don't think the politicians care. You can go to D.C. and wave all the signs you want to. I don't think it's going to affect much of anything. But nonetheless, that's what they did. They went out today and thousands.
I think the cacophony of noise against Washington's overreach is reaching a crescendo. Now, I don't know when that's going to occur, and I don't know what the results are going to be, but it's not like when I was a kid. There's a lot more going on, and people are putting up with less and less. I mean, there's some better communication going on now.
Well, I'm not saying don't go and protest, but don't expect the politicians are going to really care that much. I don't think I agree with you, Mark. I don't think the politicians really give a flip about what you think about their NSA and all that. If they're saying that they care, they're probably just pandering to you.
But the NSA doesn't worry me as about what they're spying on Americans nearly as much as it worries me than what they're spying on the politicians. Well, they have those people.
You mean the international politicians?
No, the international and the domestic politicians. Mm-hmm. Once you have enough people in your pocket, you've got the information. Are you telling me that the world's largest spy organization is above trying to twist the arms of politicians, foreign or domestic, in order to change policy in their direction, whatever that might be?
No. I wouldn't tell you that.
What kind of a fool do you think you? What kind of a fool are you if you don't think that a spy organization is willing to do that? They don't care about your recipes for lasagna that you're sending to mom down in Kansas. They don't care about that. They care about power, and power comes from the best information. The information comes from people who are in power.
If there's anything really good coming out of this, as far as future changes are concerned, Mark, I would think that it's the fact that some people's eyes have been opened. I mean, that many people who previously believed that the government wouldn't spy on us, that kind of thing, the people that used to hold that position, they can't really hold that position anymore if they've been paying attention to the news. So opening people's eyes to what's really going on can be valuable. Maybe people having their rose-colored glasses torn off about the state and coming to the realization of what's actually going on, the extent of the invasions of privacy, and we're still learning these things. I mean, as these documents are coming out over time, courtesy of Edward Snowden, the more that we learn, the more outrageous the news is. I mean, the most recent news is that they've been spying on all kinds of international politicians.
Oh, yeah.
So there's some sort of international move now to put a stop to the NSA. I don't know how that's going to pan out. But nonetheless, I think the real benefit here is that when the state screws it up like they really screwed up this thing, where Edward Snowden news came out, and of course the NSA spokespeople or the White House spokespeople, we're not doing this and this. Right, and this. Right.
The lie machine begins in earnest. Womp 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 is turning out the lies,
and then Snowden puts out more documents,
more
that proves
more
that they're
documentation
lying.
That they're lying. So then they have to lie some more. Right, so more documentation comes out,
right, proving that they're lying on top of lying on top of lying. So the more you can show that the people in the state are dishonest, whether it's George W. Bush or Barack Obama, the
and
more
that's
you
what
can
it comes down to.
Prove
has trust. They have trust. And
that's right.
It's amazing that
that's
people
being
generally
eroded.
Well, but people generally believe that that politicians are liars. But somehow when you get a group of 536 of them together, they bring out the truth. How can you bring together hundreds of liars, or at least half of them be liars, and get the truth out of that? There's nothing to trust there in D.C.
Let's go to Anonymous, calling from Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, Anon.
Greetings, gentlemen. Interesting topic.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
My thoughts are pretty much in line with what you guys are saying, except for one minor detail. Are protests effective? Do politicians care? Absolutely no. Of course they don't care.
Okay.
I think protests are the main thrust. I'm going to be at the Million Mask March in D.C. For 3 days. And
what's that?
Tell me about that.
Well, my main goal, we're going with a group of 23, taking the Amtrak up, getting there a couple days in advance. We'll be there for a few days afterward. Obviously there are many topics to cover, so our group is going to try to stay as focused as possible. I think the main... Are any changes going to come out of this march? It's very doubtful. I think that the only change that we hope to accomplish is to continue to raise awareness in people's minds. For instance, people that kids that I grew up in school with, they'd say, and I hear this all the time, I'm sure you guys do, if you're not doing anything wrong, then why should you care? What do you have to worry about? And my question in return is, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, why should I be spying in your bedroom window with a drone, for instance, or listening to your phone calls? Don't you feel that's a little bit intrusive?
Well, and I don't know a lot of people think that open, sort of being open about things is the best solution. But if you turn it around, the state hates to be videotaped. I mean, they're just go to photographyisnotacrime.com and take a look at what happens when you try to videotape what the government's doing. They don't like that at all. And that's a pretty big deal. Also, what we try to do on Free Talk Live on a regular basis is talk about people, normal people doing normal things that result in crimes, like the story we just talked about in the first hour, was where this woman, she goes to a doctor, she reveals, the physician's assistant, reveals medical information and ends up in jail thinking she has a doctor-patient privilege.
Wow.
I'm with you, Anon. I totally agree that having a protest can raise awareness. You know, it can garner news coverage. It can create networking between the protesters to meet new people and link up and do future activism together. I don't want to. If it makes it sound like, if I've made it sound like I'm downing on protests, I'm not. I've engaged in plenty of them, but I think some people have unrealistic expectations about them.
Right, we're gonna stormtroop the White House. We're gonna politely and respectfully ask them to leave office, and they're going to comply with that. I mean, I know.
They've heard it all before.
Let me ask you this. What's the biggest website for the National Security Agency? Does anyone know?
The biggest website? What do you mean by that?
What's the NSA's website?
Oh, I have no idea.
NSA.gov.
That's a good guess. Yeah, I would figure.
Oh, that's it. And it's been offline since 7 o'clock yesterday. It's been...
Really?
It's still offline right now. If you try to get on, you get a timeout error.
Awesome. So the hacktivists are hitting the NSA. That's awesome. You know
That's
what, Anon, if you don't mind, can you tell us about the Million Mask March? I mean, you told us you're going to it, but you haven't really told us what it's about. Do you have time for that?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, stand by. We're going to come back with Anand from Virginia. I have a website pulled up, millionmaskmarch.org, and I believe that's what we're talking about here. We'll get back into that in moments. Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. I'm one of the many talk show hosts that drink this tea. Talk show hosts endorse products that work. It's our job. So I'm telling you, Life Change Tea works. What does it do? It gently works on your colon to clean and give you more energy. If you have colon problems, life doesn't go so well. One talk show host suggested that the company be called Colonese. Well, that just shows you the product works. Don't be fooled by other wannabe companies. Life Change Tea is number one. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and feel the difference in your health. You might even save a doctor bill. Ready to order? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Simple. Or call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. One more time, 928-308-0408. If your stomach rumbles at first, that's proof the tea is already working. Just lessen your dose and feel great. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
Amanda Bosold here from Midas Resources. October 24th, 2013, gold opened at $1,341.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,389.99, $694.99 for a half ounce, or $347.50 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,389.99, $694.99, and $347.50.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of 2 families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-453. And that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've got archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, no problem. Just go, click, and download as much Free Talk Live as you'd like. Going back for years, all for free, freetalklive.com.
You probably heard about Bitcoins in the news. They are making a big splash. They have been really for the last year, but people are becoming more and more aware of them. Awareness, however, does not mean possession. If you want to get some Bitcoins, you're going to need a wallet. And that is a, you know, it's a program on the internet in order to be able to sort of store your Bitcoins. It's not a real wallet. It's not made of leather or those really awesome canvas ones with the Velcro. Not that. But you can get one for free at blockchain.info. It's the best online wallet you can get. If you've got a whole bunch of Bitcoins, you're going in deep, you're going to buy 1,000 Bitcoins or something, you want to keep it in an offline wallet where it is basically in cold storage. If you want to use Bitcoins to buy, sell, and exchange, or whatever it is you want to do, blockchain.info is the place to go get that wallet. You can use it either on your laptop or your desktop, or you can use it on your Android or iPhone. It moves seamlessly, and it's really great. Blockchain.info.
All right, let's go back to Anon, calling from Virginia. Anon, you clued us in to the Million Mask March. According to the website, it's happening the 5th of November, of course, a la V for Vendetta.
I remember.
And so I wanted to ask you, I mean, obviously we can look on the website here and see what it says, but what is this march all about?
Well, sir, it depends on what website that you're looking at.
I'm at millionmaskmarch.org.
Right. That is not affiliated with us in any way, shape, or form. And you're going to see a countdown timer on that site. I understand that. That's not our website.
Who is our?
There's been a, I don't know how to describe it. I'm not going to cast aspersions on any character. There is a person that started the MillionMask.org site who has been identified as working for the Department of Justice for the past 8 years.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of infiltration. There's been a lot of COINTEL operations that have been created to kind of split people up, divide people up, and create diversity to, you know, reduce the strength that we have in numbers.
Sure. If there's fear, uncertainty, or doubt about your operation, fewer people are going to be participating, right?
Now, the message here on the front page of this site does say, and I think accurately, that no one's in charge of the Million Mask March. So, I mean,
correct.
For you to say that we have a website could mean, you know, you and your friends, or it could mean anonymous, which, of course, what does that even mean?
Well, that's a great question. It's defined by different people in different ways. I'm not a spokesperson. We don't have a leader. That's why there's a question mark above the figurehead of Anonymous. There is no figurehead. There is no leader. If you go to Facebook, you don't even have to log in. You can type in Million Mask March official page, and you'll see we have over 401 cities participating in this worldwide simultaneously.
At the same time?
Yes, sir. That's correct. All different time zones. Brazil's been going for a long time. We're going to meet Lafayette Park in Washington, D.C. And when I say our particular group, that's what I mean by there's a, you know, I could go to Richmond here. We have 5 different places where people are organizing in Richmond.
So I see there's a Million Mask March, and then in parentheses on Facebook, official page, there are 15,566 people saying they're going at this time. Is that the event that you're talking about?
15,563, yes, sir, that's the one.
Okay, great. I'm going to link this over on our Facebook and Twitter, Google+, etc. That way our listeners will know more about this. So you're saying this is happening all over the world. Is this something that people should be focusing in the, you know, capital cities, or is this happening in non-capital cities, major cities, or small towns?
Mostly,
where is this going on?
Mostly capital cities around the world. And that's been the big focus, so everyone can bring attention to our leaders, you know, in whatever, whether you're in Portugal, Spain. I mean, they have quite a few cities listed in Poland. Obviously, they're not all in the capital. The predominant focus is and will be in capital cities. However, not everyone can afford to travel to their capital, obviously.
What are the goals of the Million Mask March?
Oh, there are many.
What are your goals?
My goals, first of all, are to protest NSA involvement in spying, whether it's personal spying, corporate spying, political spying. Also, the World Banking System, the Rothschild System, all the other names, the Rockefellers, et cetera, from dominating, having a stranglehold on the world economy, holding.
Will you be sporting a V-mask? Is the intention for everybody to wear V-masks on this particular day?
Yes, sir, even though it's illegal, like I've done it here in Richmond, Virginia, it's against the law. Unless you're under 16 years of age, or unless it's Halloween, or if you have a permit, an outdoor permit for a theatrical event. If you're on
ridiculous.
Your own property, if you're on your own property, you're not even allowed to wear a mask unless you have written permission on your person from the owner of that property. And that's a fact. And that's punishable by up to 10 years in prison plus fines.
So if I'm on my own property in Richmond, Virginia, without a note from myself on my person, then I could be arrested for wearing a V-mask?
If you're renting, or, for instance, what if you're just living with friends and they own the property and you're outside on the porch?
It's insane. This is the reason why that our friends, the Bartholomew brothers, were stopped as well when they were holding up taxes equals theft signs on an overpass in California, was because they were wearing masks, and that was allegedly the reason why the police began harassing them in the first place. So you're right, there are a lot of places where wearing masks in public is illegal, and so people should be aware of that. Obviously, I support civil disobedience, so just beware, though. If you're going to do civil disobedience, you should at least know what you're getting into. You should know what the potential punishments are for those things.
You're going to be arrested. So how we circumvent that is by wearing the masks in reverse. We wear them on the back of our heads.
Smart.
So as not to obfuscate. Right. Well, we're obfuscating law, but the law strictly is so as to no one can conceal their identity from facial recognition.
Yeah, it's a stupid law.
Cameras, things like that.
Thank goodness we don't have that law here in New Hampshire. I thank you for the call tonight, Anon, and good luck with the protest. If you feel like calling and giving us, a rundown or a recap of how it went when it goes down, please do, okay?
You're welcome, sir.
Thanks
thank
for the
you
call,
for
man.
Time.
I appreciate it.
Show.
Yep, we'll link that up over on our Facebook, etc. here in a short bit. The Million Mask March is happening November 5th. It will be happening all around the world, various different state capitals. Sounds like it'd be a fun one to go to, just to see all the V masks. I think that could be a lot of fun.
Does sound interesting. The internet has given a voice to this younger generation, unlike a generation preceding has ever experienced. Because of the power that the internet gives, they're able to see so much more traction for their ideas than any generation in the past.
All right, we'll come back with more here, and your calls are certainly welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've got the statement from Edward Snowden. This statement was read earlier today in front of a crowd in Washington, D.C., as there was an anti-NSA protest. We'll tell you what Edward Snowden has to say here in a few moments. 855-450-FREE. We'll also take your calls about what you want.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI has been behind this show for a long time. We sure do appreciate their support and also their general support on the talk radio freedom world, because they're behind a bunch of great shows, including the School Sucks Project. You can go to schoolsucksproject.com and download all kinds of great stuff, including their podcast. They've also got a YouTube channel, and they have a web community where they promote real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. SchoolSucksProject.com is their site. You can go there, participate in their forums, get registered for their free account, download all kinds of archives, years worth of them. SchoolSucksProject.com. So we've been talking about protests this hour. Specifically, we touched on the NSA protest that happened today, but we really didn't get into the detail yet because we ended up getting sidetracked into a conversation about another upcoming protest. This one, the Million Mask March. Did I put that up on the Facebook page? I think I might have spaced on that. I will put it up on the Facebook page here shortly, so you will be able to access that information. But anyway, it's coming up on November 5th, so it promises to be an exciting one involving, of course, people wearing V-masks. And as our last caller pointed out, in some places that's illegal. Here in New Hampshire, totally illegal to walk around with a mask on. No problem.
And a gun on your hip, I suppose.
You could walk around with a mask on and a gun on your hip in New Hampshire if you wanted to do so. And you know what? Everything's okay here.
there aren't a bunch of people walking around with masks and guns on their hips.
And menacing people with the guns. Because that would be the problem, right?
Is that would be the problem, right?
A man in a mask were to menace you with a gun, then it becomes a crime. So things are a little bit different in New Hampshire. It's kind of special here because it's more free than other places. And it's going to get better, of course, as more Free State Project participants, many of whom are fans of Anonymous, and I'm sure some of them are part of Anonymous. Now, Mark, you did a little digging on this NSA. The caller a moment ago claimed that if you go to NSA.gov, that the site is down.
And that's my experience. One of our Facebookers says that is not his experience, but I've checked is down for everyone or justme.com or whatever, and it said it was down for everyone. The claim is that NSA.gov is down for everyone. However, www.nsa.gov is not down and does not appear to be down for anyone.
No, it's very easy to access the triple W version of the site, which makes me wonder if the anonymous person was, were they telling the truth?
But the site was down when I went there. I mean, it was nsa.gov was down.
But, okay.
So if I type in nsa.gov, this doesn't happen with any other site.
Now. Apparently the nsa.gov is down. Or the nsa.gov was down, but now it's back.
Okay. It was down two times that I checked it just previously.
Yeah. So maybe they just brought it back. Anyway, good on Anonymous for going after them. So the other news is about the rally that happened today, the anti-NSA rally, the StopWatching.us, Stop Mass Surveillance rally that happened. Thousands marched on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. today. This story according to RT.com. To protest covert NSA surveillance operations on the anniversary of the Patriot Act. By the way, Patriot Act has been around for 12 years now. It's hard to believe. But that's the case.
Yeah, the best opposition to the Patriot Act was a bunch of old librarians.
What are you talking about?
The librarians stood up against the Patriot Act.
Oh, librarians. I thought you said Liberians.
No, everybody else just kind of rolled over for it.
The organizations are planning to present Congress, or they did present Congress, with a petition that has acquired over 570,000 signatures. It's a collective of 100 public advocacy groups, including the American Civil Liberties Union, Freedom Works, the Libertarian Party, and other individuals, including Glenn Greenwald. They gathered today and did a variety of different things. I am not going to be able to give you an accurate summary. There was a lot of sign waving, lots of signs saying, thank you, Ed Snowden, thank you, Edward Snowden, etc. Lots of marching that went on. They actually delivered stacks and stacks of petitions, 570,000 signatures, to various members of Congress, apparently. And they actually had a statement from Edward Snowden. And when Edward Snowden speaks, I feel like he should be heard. So I wanted to read the statement from Edward Snowden as it was read today to a crowd this evening in D.C. So here you go. Quote from Edward Snowden. In the last 4 months, we've learned a lot about our government. We've learned that the U.S. intelligence community secretly built a system of pervasive surveillance. Today, no telephone in America makes a call without leaving a record with the NSA. Today, no internet transaction enters or leaves America without passing through the NSA's hands. Our representatives in Congress tell us this is not surveillance. They're wrong. We've also learned that this isn't about red or blue party lines. Neither is it about terrorism. It's about power, control, and trust in government. About whether you have a voice in our democracy or decisions are made for you, rather than with you. We're here to remind our government officials that they are public servants, not private investigators. This is about the unconstitutional, unethical, and immoral actions of the modern-day surveillance state, and how we all must work together to remind government to stop them. It's about our right to know, to associate freely, and to live in an open society. We're witnessing an American moment in which ordinary people from high schools to high office stand up to oppose a dangerous trend in government. We are told that what is unconstitutional is not illegal, but we will not be fooled. We have not forgotten that the Fourth Amendment in our Bill of Rights prohibits government not only from searching our personal effects without a warrant, but from seizing them in the first place. Holding to this principle, we declare that mass surveillance has no place in this country. It is time for reform. Elections are coming, and we're watching you.
You know,
tough talk. I don't think the politicians are scared.
I think the politicians really have established for themselves this kind of duopoly. Now, you can come down the side of the issue that you think the Republicans and Democrats are basically the same party, or you
yes,
can say that you
I
think
will
that
take
these,
that side.
These two are warring factions. But I can tell you that these warring factions have at least one thing upon which they agree, and they agree thoroughly. They agree thoroughly that no one else should have an opportunity to enter into their duopoly. No other political party should have an opportunity to participate in debates. Every other political party is going to have to work very, very, very hard for ballot access, going to be denied through whatever opportunity that they're able to be denied for every what a sort of shallow and inconsistent excuse that they can come up with to deny ballot access to these organizations. They're going to make it impossible for write-ins to win. They want to do whatever it takes to stifle dissent in the area of other political parties, because what they can then do is they can offer up the most morally corrupt and morally ambiguous individuals and fight them and put them against each other. Hey, look,
sure.
Look, you've got a choice between crap sandwich A and crap sandwich B, and go ahead and pick. What, you don't like your choices here? What, you hate this country? Why don't you go? You don't like government? Why don't you go to Somalia? You hate government. You're an anarchist. And this is literally what the Democrats were doing to the Republicans 2 weeks ago in Washington, D.C. over this budget battle. They were calling Republicans
anarchists.
I mean, what kind of insane people are these? I mean, that's the kind of pejoratives that they throw at each other.
Yeah.
Republicans, anarchists. It's ridiculous. So, I don't trust these people. I don't trust them one bit.
No.
And I'm sick of their nonsense.
Well, and I get where Edward Snowden is coming from, and he is definitely pandering to the idea of the Constitution and the Fourth Amendment, and this stuff works with people, so that's why he's probably saying this.
Yep, fine.
But it's not going to work with the state. It's not going to work with the people in government. They just aren't going to care about what you say and what you do. If anybody says anything, if any politician says anything questioning towards the NSA, they're probably just pandering. I mean, do you think they're really going to turn against the NSA? I mean, they could find out about all their indiscretions. They probably already have found out about all their cheating on their wife, etc. More on the way. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Plaque buildup in the body is the cause of many unwanted health problems. If you or someone you care about suffers from heart disease, kidney stones, dementia, Parkinson's, Peyronie's, or other chronic health issues, excess plaque in the body could be the problem. Med-5 is a patented product that helps reduce the plaque in your mouth and body. A new daily mouth rinse and tablet that is designed to help liquefy and dissolve and may help get rid of the plaque buildup, toxins, and heavy metals. Log on now to Med5.com. That's MedFive.com, and watch a video of renowned cardiologist Dr. James Roberts explaining how simple it is to fight plaque, toxins, and improve your health. Remember, attack the plaque, fight back with Med5. Order now at Med5.com or call 808-779-4209. That's 808-779-4209. 808-779-4209.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Whether you want to talk about the NSA or healthcare, whatever happens to be on your mind, you may call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We also have Skype, and you can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live. We call it Free Talk Live because you're free to call in, talk about anything you want. With you tonight behind the mics, it's Ian
and Mark.
And, of course, you can go to freetalklive.com to get interactive with us online. If you enjoy freetalklive.com, you like the fact that, oh, I don't know, we don't charge you for the website. Those other talk show hosts, they want you to pay $7 a month before they'll even let you listen to a single archive on a lot of these talk show host sites. You can go to freetalklive.com. You can download as many archives as you like. You can get interactive in the chat room. You can go on the bulletin board system. You can do everything there for free. Now, of course, it's not free for us to run the website. So if you would like to send something our way, gosh, I sure would appreciate it. It makes a big difference when you do. The AMP program is a way for you to do that. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. And I'm really excited because this has been a really good week for AMP. We talked last week about our plan to bring our co-host, Daryl. And if you're a Saturday night listener, you probably never heard Daryl before. He's on our Monday night show with us. Anyway, Daryl's a great guy, liberty activist, really dedicated liberty activist guy. So I'm really happy to be able to provide him with this opportunity. Thanks to listeners like you for backing it financially. But the idea is to have Daryl calling radio stations on behalf of Free Talk Live, as I do during the week. So essentially we'll double the amount of calls to stations that we can make to bring more stations on board with airing Free Talk Live. And so we're fundraising for that specific purpose through the AMP program. And this week we actually had a bunch of people sign up for the AMP program. We got like $100 extra in contributions this week. And that money is matched, by the way. We've got a group of very generous donors who've stepped up to be willing to match up to $950 per month of contributions towards the goal of getting Daryl on board with basically pitching the show to radio stations. So thank you to everybody who amped this week. Your amp dollars are being matched, and I'm really excited. I mean, it's the first weekend. We're $100 up. I think that's good news.
Doing good.
So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about the AMP program there. You get perks, of course. You get, you know, bennies, like getting access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com as we go here to your phone calls. And we were talking about the protest, Stop watching.us is the website. It happened not just D.C. Apparently D.C. was the center of it, but apparently other cities like Chicago, folks got into the act there. Certainly would love to get your thoughts. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Let's talk to Joan, listening in Virginia. Joan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Joan in Virginia. There's an organization in this country that's been 10 or 12, 15 years old that's been working for the same things that you're working for, and you're fantastic, and your program is fantastic. First, I'd like to know, how long have you been on the radio?
About 10 years.
Well, the show has been on for 10 years. I personally have been on the radio since 1997.
How in the world have I missed you all these years? The first night I've heard it.
Women are always telling me that.
I don't know, but I'll tell you.
Joan, how are you listening to the show?
Well, maybe I'll get Derek Robinson, who runs a group called Freedom from Covert Harassment and Surveillance. And he's had the organization for 10 or 15 years. And
well, we generally don't do interviews on
We
generally don't do interviews on Free Talk Live. It's an open phones panel discussion, so anyone can call in and talk about anything they like, as you have just done. Well, Joan, how did you find the show tonight? How are you listening?
I just turned the radio over there accidentally, and my TV is out. So
where are you in Virginia? Where in Virginia are you?
Well, I'd rather not say. I get harassed unmercifully, and I don't need any more.
I don't blame you for that at all. You know, nobody really knows who's calling our show. We certainly aren't checking caller ID or anything like that. But we're a relatively small show. I mean, we're not the size of the Sean Hannity or a Rush Limbaugh, but that could happen someday with enough effort and enough marketing dollars.
Well,
and that's
I've been living with it for 40 years. I know what happens.
What happens where?
To people. I know what they do to them.
Who? What who does to them? Joan?
Joan's going to
reveal that. I'm sorry. I'm hearing my radio in the background. I should turn it off.
Yeah, you got to turn the radio down. I'm surprised I can't hear it.
Let me turn it off.
So, Joan, tell you what, I'm going to put Joan on hold for just a moment here. We'll come back to Joan in a moment. Let's go to Lenny listening in Battle Creek. Lenny, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, good evening to all. Hey,
welcome, Lenny.
I'm always worried about, government spying, but what concerns me is how people kind of compartmentalize and differentiate government spying from the corporate spying that goes on. And first, because, you know, the corporations are certainly complicit, you know, and actively collecting data, you know, for the government.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would just broadly say this. It seems like the government is after your freedom in this regard, and the corporations are after your money.
I'm pretty sure the government's after my money too.
Well, okay, sure.
And the thing about corporations, I know that I agree with you, but to some extent, I find the corporations less threatening, because if a corporation wants information to market more thoroughly or more efficiently to me, that in and of itself doesn't frighten me the same way that if governments want information in order to control my life and the lives of my family, and they're willing to throw people in cages or kill people or tase people or whatever it takes to get it.
Yeah, that's the difference between the endgames between those two organizations, right? Like, the government is willing to put
you in. Unless the corporations are working with the governments in order to close off markets.
Yeah.
Well, let me say this. I mean, when it comes to, like, insurance companies, for instance, and collecting data on you, real time on how you're driving, for instance.
Yep.
And how they're going to charge you money and change your behavior, based on your driving and charge you different, you know, it's kind of on a spectrum, you know, the freedom versus money thing. And it's just, I'm worried about it all. That's all I want to say is that.
I got you. I don't disagree, but if one of these insurance companies says that if I rarely go over the speed limit and I'm a good driver and, you know, whatever, why in the world would I not want to give that information to the insurance company?
Because on principle, it's the same, the argument you're broadly making yep. is the same of, if I have nothing to hide, I have nothing to fear. And that's my response to that.
Well, but insurance companies have rarely, the state, the concept of the state, governments around the world killed more people in the 20th century than heart disease did. Insurance companies have killed very few. Even if you hold them responsible for everybody who didn't get every bit of treatment that they wanted for themselves, we're talking about car insurance companies here, so we're very few, but health insurance companies, even if you hold them responsible, they pale in comparison to governments.
Well, it's on a spectrum, and it's really mixed in the two. And that's my point, is that separating them is not so easy.
Thanks for the call tonight, Lenny. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, I get that there is this movement, like, for instance, the grocery stores with the cards, you know, like there's kind of a movement of people who refuse to be carded at the grocery store.
Well, the cards aren't really even that big of a deal. You can fill them out and use a whole bunch of fake information. You just swipe the card.
That's true. Yeah, you could totally put fake information on the
card. I've got a card from a local grocery store. They think Captain America's shopping there. I mean, come on. I'm not sure that... things have happened.
But that's an example of one of the relatively popular kind of, we're anti-this, of what a corporation is doing to try to collect information so that they can better understand their customers. And I'm with you on this one, Mark. I really don't have a problem with those cards. I don't care if they know, you know, what I'm buying. I really don't. If the government knows, then I have a problem. And that is where this comes into an issue. If these corporations are handing over information to the state, then I oppose it. So yeah, as long as there's a big state around to threaten people with violence for doing things against their rules, then yeah, I will generally oppose corporate spying on people as well.
And I believe that you should have your own line in the sand, whatever your line might be. Now, for instance, I don't think that big box stores that are tend to be guilty of this should be checking people's bags on the way out of the door.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to check my bag, that's fine. We can check my bag, but I'm going to go back and I'm going to return every one of these items and I'm never going to shop here again. Now, that's fine and dandy. It's your store. You make the rules. But I want you to be 100% clear. You put some kind of minimum wage person at the door checking everybody's bag, and I am out of there. I'm just not going to play that game with you.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to focus on some corporate policy that really irks you, you're welcome to do that. Or your thoughts on the NSA, Edward Snowden, etc. 855-450-FREE. We've got a full hour remaining here on this live Saturday edition. Plenty of time for your calls and thoughts. We thought we lost Joan. She's called back, so hopefully she'll stick with us through the news.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Granger. Granger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.